My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. Children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing, okay? The schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive, most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air. We need people on radio willing to speak about the Bible, the Constitution, and putting God back in our nation again. So join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. That's 830-446-3624. This has blessed my business and it will bless yours. Thank you.
Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Wow, wow, wow. We have had a lot going on the last couple of hours. I hope that you've had a chance to be with us. My sincerest apologies. We had some technical issues the first half hour of the program. So I jumped in hour number one, kind of partway through. But we did get a chance. So hour number two, I want to bring your attention. Chelsea Yeoman was with us. She is with Human Coalition Action. We talked about life, the value of life, the importance of the value of life, and the pro-life position. And got into some good stuff with her, and then followed that up in the last half hour. We had Dr. Peter McCullough, who had been with me in the first half hour of the program, but we went ahead and I replayed that whole entire interview so that way everybody could see it. Dr. Peter McCullough, and some really good information, especially in light of the fact that there's been this revelation now by Project Veritas and brand new evidence about Pfizer and really the pharmaceutical manipulation, how these pharmaceutical companies are literally creating the monster of the virus. It is a pandemic, as Dr. Judy Mikovits, who's a regular guest here on the program, has indicated. This is a pandemic. They have planned it. They knew it. Her research indicated some of the areas where this was taking place and so on. And, you know, if you go back and you watch the interviews that I did, and you can find those if you go to the ChildrenGenerationRadio.com website and you click on my blog, just right down below the screen is my blog section. Click on my name and you'll go to all my blog posts. And if you look up the June 2022 or June 2020 post, you're going to find in that June 2020 post the interviews that I did with Nan Su, the millions of people, the millions of Chinese that were murdered, that were killed by the CCP through this release of this SARS, this COVID virus that was released. But what you're also going to discover as we talk about there is, and I share this with Dr. McCullough in the interview today, this is something, it was obviously planned, because here you had remdesivir, which is now a mandated, this is what the hospitals are mandated to give you. One of the major side effects of it is that it fills the lungs with fluid, which ultimately drowns the patient. But here we have remdesivir, which is something that the CCP went after Gilead in San Francisco to make sure they captured the patent on it. So they were the only ones that could legally sell it. And then they sold it back into the market, did a multi-billion dollar deal. And now hospitals have that as one of the, that's the primary thing. When you go in there, you're going to get remdesivir. And then the other thing you're going to get is you're going to get injected. And now they're discovering that it is the people who are getting injected are the people that are most likely to get this illness. Well, how do they make that happen? Because they're able to manipulate the mRNA and then the subsequently DNA. And so they know the pattern to look for. And so they create this biological weapon that then is introduced into the environment, and it is looking for humans, individuals that have the specific patterns that are created by the vaccine. And they use that as a data point to create this bioweapon. So the more people that are vaccinated, Now, over in China, They have essentially, I think Dr. McCullough talks about this, it's about 30% of the population is getting sick and dying over there. But of course, see, they want to reduce the number of people because it's easier for them to manage a reduced number of people in their populace. Anyway, there's a lot going on with regards to all of this. My point to bring to you really quickly right now is number one, there are things that you can do, and I want to show you a couple of those things that you can do. One of them is this Chosen Gen Immune Pack. Go to cgrwellness.com, cgrwellness.com. Use Chosen Gen Radio to get a $20 discount. Chosen Gen. And I know you say, well, Pastor, you know, it's the same thing. Look, I didn't create this virus. I didn't start this thing. And the reality is that our health and our environment and everything, we live in a body that's aging. We live in a body that is going to get old. And we're going to be exposed to a lot of different things, and our bodies are going to be exposed to stress and so on and so on and so on. And so if you can do things that are going to help your physical body to respond better and to feel better and so on, then ultimately you're also going to be able to be more effective spiritually. And the two are going to interact. And if you're healthy spiritually, it's going to impact you physically. So that's why I encourage you. So as you see up here on the screen, this is the Chosen Gen Immune Pack. And that Chosen Gen Immune Pack includes the product Vibe. It includes zinc, vitamin D3, and a probiotic. And then I encourage you also, and this is something that I take every single day, and that's this Resvante, which addresses free radicals in your system. It is an antioxidant. It is the highest that I am aware of on the market of resveratrol, which is very important for your heart health. And if you've taken any of the injections, heart health is a critical issue. It's a critical issue in general, but heart health in particular is a very critical issue, and you learn that if you listen to what Dr. McCullough had to say. So heart health is critical. Resvante is going to help you with your heart health. Pair it with this Vibe, and that's going to help. And actually, when Dr. Ben and Andy created the they'd already created the company, but when they went back into the laboratory, Dr. Ben did, he was doing it because of his dad's heart health issues. And these are the two major products that they use, that his dad has used. And when he goes to see his cardiologist today, some 20 years later, his cardiologist, first of all, can't believe he's alive. And secondly, when he looks at his heart and he examines his heart, he says, I don't understand it. And I can tell you, I've got an A-plus now on my blood work. And we're going to talk about this in depth tomorrow with Tim Sheff. But I can tell you that my heart health has improved over the course of the time that I've been taking these products, the last year and a half now, that I've been taking Vibe and Resvante. These two products right here in particular, I've been taking these products now, and my heart health has improved as a direct result, I believe, of taking these products. That's... There isn't anything else that's changed other than taking these products. So I encourage you. I also encourage you to take the vitamin or the omega-3, which again also has to do with brain and heart health. It says it right there on the label, but it really does have to do with brain and heart health. And then the other one is this Ultra Shot, which is vitamin B. Natural energy and performance, but vitamin B is also another critical element that you want to take. So the Chosen Immune Pack, Resvante, vitamin, the Ultra Shot, and the Omega 3, and then the Micronic Silver, and that's the flush, that's the wash that you want to be taking. And then another thing that I've recently added, and my wife had been on me for quite some time to get this introduced into my diet, and now I'm able to take this, which really works. Again, CGR Wellness, you can find it there. Apple cider vinegar gummies. They taste great, and they're really good for you, very healthy for you. They're with the mother. You can read about it. Apple cider vinegar gummies, and it's got organic apple, organic pomegranate, organic black currant, organic carrot, organic beet. It's vegan, non-GMO, pectin prebiotic. And again, tastes great, and I'm popping these things, and they give you energy. They're incredible. All right, so that's the deal on good health. All right, I'm gonna talk about this briefly, but then I'm gonna come back and talk about it some more. Have you ever had anything challenging happen in your life? Have you ever had anything difficult happen in your life and you've said to yourself, man, where is God in the midst of all of this? Or why did God allow this particular thing to happen in my life? And you've seriously asked that question. I want to direct you today to Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. And Hebrews chapter 6 calls us to a level of maturity. And starting next week, in hour number 2, I'm going to be preaching every week in India. I'll be sharing my testimony, and then I'll be sharing some scripture, and then we'll be doing a prayer to pray for salvation and for healing. And so I'm going to encourage you to share this with your friends. And by the way, I want to get back to talking about that. Please, look, I can sit here all day long. I can bring on great guests. We can have great conversations. We can have awesome topics. We can talk about really important things as we do. We can do all those things. But you're my audience. You're my family. You're the reason for me to be here. And being active and being engaged and you know, if I have a guest on and we talk about a book, they're going to be looking at does somebody make clicks? Do they click on the page? Do they look at the book? Do they consider buying the book? Do they buy the book? Those are important things. I try to be very, very careful about what it is that I put on this program and what I bring to you, and that I believe in it to the point that I want to encourage you to get these products or read this material and be familiar with it, so that way you have an understanding of what's going on in the world. But your participation in it is so important. Sharing the program and participating. Sharing the program and participating. Of course, one of those ways is through your donations. Back with more right after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being with me. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Folks, it is my sincere pleasure to have you with me. So I talked to you about Hebrews chapter 6 and maturity and God's plan and maybe having had an experience where you said, man, I don't get it. Shared this on the prayer call this morning. If you get a chance, it'll be up as a... I believe an audio that you can listen to, but I shared a couple of stories, and one of the stories that I shared has to do with a cat that we had named Amos, a Siamese cat, back in the day when I was a kid, when I was growing up. And I came home one day, one afternoon, and I walk in and I make my way back to my bedroom, and I come back out, and I'm hearing this strange sound, and I can't figure out where it is. So I walk around looking all over the house trying to figure out where it is, and it was this kind of a weird kind of a sound going on. And I finally identified that it was coming from the living room, and it was coming from behind the sofa. And so I peered back behind the sofa and shined a flashlight back there and discovered that the cat had gotten his paw caught in the flea collar and then through its mouth, and the paw, his paw was across his lower jaw, holding his jaw open, trapped by the flea collar, and he couldn't get free. He couldn't get his paw out of his mouth, and he was back there, and it appeared he'd been there for quite some time because his tongue had started to dry, and he was in pretty bad shape. I attempted to try to coax him to come out. I tried food. I tried a variety of things. He was not having anything to do with it. So I finally made the plunge and reached in to get him. But of course, he still had available to him his back claws and his front, and he clawed my arm pretty good as I pulled him out. Once I got him out, I had in my other hand, I had with me, I believe it was a knife that I had, but I cut the flea collar. As soon as I cut the flea collar, of course, he was free and he took off. This event took place, I went into the service in 82, so this event took place probably in 81. My wife and I got married in 1986, 5 years later, and the entire time after that, he would not stay in a room that I was in. In 1986, we went back to California on our honeymoon and had a reception at my mom's house, and we stayed there for a couple of days. And the entire time that we were there, that cat, as soon as I came in, my mom was like, "It's weird. He's hiding underneath my bed." Well, several years later, we ended up living with my mom for a year. And during the day, when I was away at work, the cat would literally drape itself over my wife's shoulders and walk around with her, and draped over her shoulders. But as soon as that cat heard me come through the front door, he was a ghost. And so here it was, a situation where I saved the cat's life. This cat would have died if I hadn't pulled him out from behind the sofa and cut that flea collar. But in his mind, I was the bad guy. Somehow he connected me to that traumatic experience in a bad way. My point is this. We have that same interaction at times with God. Something is going on, something is happening in our lives, and God intervenes in our life, but it's in a way that we're maybe not quite so comfortable with, and that's how we may react to God. What Hebrews reminds us in the beginning is it talks about basic doctrines, and then he goes on to talk to us about the covenant that he has made, and he swears by no greater, he swears by himself, is what Hebrews says. He takes an oath on himself. Let's see. God swore on his self. And yeah, it looks like that's the only spot where that particular thing takes place is in Hebrews chapter 6. And he says, you know, basically that finding nothing else that he can swear upon, the Lord swears upon himself. And here's the thing to understand. A lot of times we confuse good with God. And we make good our barometer, but that is our objective or our subjective. And our subjective is to put God in this box and call him good, and our idea of what good is. And good becomes our God, not God. We have to remember in our situation and in our circumstance that God is bigger than the situation and the circumstance. And that does not necessarily mean that the outcome is going to be what we think in our subjective mind it should be. But it doesn't change who God is, because we're not this. What we're living in right now is not the full measure. What we're living in right now is but a glimpse at the bigger picture. And if we will choose to let God be God in our lives, then he will use the situations and the circumstances of our life for his purpose. And I tell you this as somebody who is living out and living through and has lived through. I have had a terminal sickness in my body that could have ended my life for almost 20 years. And yet in the course of that time, I have seen God do miracle healings of cancer and raise the dead and the deaf see and the blind or the blind see and the deaf hear and the lame walk. And all of those miracles take place. Literally, as I've prayed for people and laid hands on people and watched miracles happen. And yet, I remained ill during all that time. In fact, they came into my room when I was lying in the recovery, and they said to me, the Dr. Malloy, I'll never forget, walked in. He said, we've been taking extra blood from you. And I was like, yeah, I know. And in the course of him taking extra blood from me, the commentary that was made was that although the accident hasn't killed you and should have, and we don't even understand that, the condition of your adrenal gland and your pituitary gland and how sick they are, you won't survive. You can't survive. And yet, here I am. And I take these naturopathics, I take things to support that and to support my system, and I recognize that I have limits. But I thank God that I'm still here. I thank God that I was able to save my daughter's life. I take my pills every single day. I take my naturopathics every single day, and I have for years. And the fact that I did, starting in 04, for 13 years, take those naturopathics, the fact that I took them, in fact, had a dramatic impact on my survival. I'm going to take a break. I just want to encourage you, whatever you're going through, whatever you're dealing with, whatever is happening in your life, it's important that you recognize whatever loss you've suffered. It's important that you recognize the difference between good and God. Our limited concept of what good looks like is no match for the size and the magnitude and the ability of the real God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. He is bigger than your concept of good. Don't put him in your box. You have questions? That's fine. It's okay to have questions. But I promise you, he already has laid out the answers. And one of the great answers is, I'm God. And when we hear the writer of Romans say, does the clay say to the potter, why hast thou made me thus? That can be taken and we can say, oh, that's a very cruel chastisement. Or we can take that and we can say, wait just a minute. Wait just a minute, because I can have confidence now. I can have comfort now. I can have peace that passes all understanding. Wait a minute, I think that's a scripture. I can have peace that passes all understanding because in those deep, dark moments, I can find my God. I can find him in my Garden of Gethsemane moments. In the moments when I am in tears and I'm sweating blood, I can find God because he's there. And because I know that whatever has happened in my life, whatever has transpired, whatever I'm dealing with, he really will never leave me, never forsake me, and his love for me is unwavering. It never changes. Never changes. That's powerful. I'll be back.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
book.
I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Well, I'm very excited to welcome to the program as we close out this morning. Mr. Ward Connerly is with us, and Ward, he is one of the leading voices when it comes to pushing back against affirmative action, when it comes to understanding the importance of equity and equality, and what the difference is, and why equality is what we are pursuing here, and not equity. And he lives in a state right now that one of the things they're talking about, and I guess we'll get into this too, I hadn't thought about it till it just popped into my head, but they're talking about handing out $5 million checks in reparations. We'll get into all that. Let me welcome to the program Ward Connerly. Ward, welcome. Good to have you with me.
Thank you, Pastor Greg. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, I mentioned to you, and I want to just share kind of the overarching thing we're going to talk about here for the next 10, 15 minutes, is opposing the use of race to divide us and to define us. And I would suggest that, you know, handing out $5 million reparation checks, would be the climax, if you will, of saying everything is about race.
Well, I think it would achieve that result. This is the city and county of San Francisco, the city by the bay, that wants to correct the wealth gap, as it's defined by them, in the city by the bay, and distributing to blacks only $5 million. If you don't see how that's going to play out, then you better head to another place, because that is going to infuriate 90%, 95% of the people in San Francisco, even San Francisco, which is looking at a very big deficit in their budget, and to come up with the billions that would be required to give black people $5 million apiece, even as they are limiting the range of people that can get it. I mean, you have to have lived there for 10 years, but that matters not how long you've lived there. It's the whole concept of trying to make up for slavery, which happened, ended in 1863, as I recall. generations later, and the city of Boston is looking at this, and the city of the state of California is right now evaluating whether to give everyone about $2.5 million for reparations. Now, in California writ large, we can block some of this because of our initiative that I had the joy of leading, Proposition 209, which forbids differential treatment to people on the basis of race, sex, color, ethnicity, and national origin. But even so, $250,000 apiece based on race is going to create a whole lot of friction. But I think that politically we can block some of this stuff. But it's going to create some major, major disruptions in the social fabric of our society.
And the message that it sends, right? I mean, doesn't it impact messaging as far as our young people are concerned?
Of course it does. The problem, though, Pastor Greg, is that they don't seem to care. When I say they, I'm really thinking of the progressives within the Democrat Party. That's where this is all coming from. And if you may recall, when Senator Bernie Sanders ran for president on two occasions, his major theme was that he wanted to, quote, transform America. Progressives believe that America was ill-founded by people who were white supremacists. Now, when you and I use the term white supremacist, I'm sure that we think of men in hoods running around at night terrorizing people in the South in the old days of Jim Crow. That's not what they mean by white supremacy. The mere fact that the majority, the overwhelming majority of our founders were white, is defined by the progressives as white supremacy. And they want to transform that. And the overriding philosophy to achieve that is what they call DEI. Achieving diversity through the use of equity to achieve inclusion, DEI. These things need not occur sequentially, but DEI is an overriding philosophy that we're in the midst of right now. We've gone through diversity. I think that's pretty well established. Mm-hmm. That people want diversity, although I quarrel with it. I think equality is preferable to being conscious about race. As an aside, when we were coming out of Jim Crow in the early 60s, the president at that time was John F. Kennedy. And JFK believed in a society that did not distinguish people on the basis of race. He said race has no place in American life or law. Well, President Kennedy was assassinated, as we all know, and Lyndon Johnson came along, and Martin Luther King, who did a lot of great things for the country. He didn't always do great things, and one of them was he persuaded Johnson to be more aggressive about affirmative action, which JFK had inaugurated in 1961. And so in 1965, when Lyndon Johnson became president, he really put the pedal to the metal with affirmative action and insisted on goals and timetables, which turned it from an attitude, really, which is what affirmative action was supposed to be primarily, into a set of policies that would reorder American life. That's where we are right now. We're in the equity phase of this DEI, which is another form of affirmative action, to shift the balance of American life from white, although we're no longer a white predominant society in many parts of the country. There's no white supremacy as you and I would know it. But we're certainly in the midst of this equity. And that's something that frightens the devil out of me. Equity it includes things like reparations. It includes changing our policies about law enforcement on the premise that people of color are being abused by the police. It's giving households of color, in quote, a guaranteed income and Stockton of $500 a month for a while, giving households of color and, well, it's actually just women of color in Marin County, $1,000 a for a single woman with the child who happens to be the woman being a person of color, $1,000. Pastor, this stuff is going to just destroy any comedy that we hope to have in our country. But that's where we are right now.
Doesn't it also create, I mean, when we look at what Lyndon Johnson did and what he actually did with his Great Society and the signing of the Civil Rights Act, I mean, he said he knew and said, I'm going to get the black vote for the next 100 years. And in addition to
200.
Having... Okay. All right. So in exchange for that, what he also did was he emasculated black America.
Yeah.
He took men out and you know, something else that was created, I believe, out of that is because when you do that, now you change how individuals view their lives, right? You change it, you know, things become territorial. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into this. Kanye West has been attacked for a lot of different things, but something that Kanye West talked about that no one else wants to talk about has to do with the efforts and the democratic policies that create the war zone that is the black neighborhood of today. And
yeah.
And that no one will talk about this. If it's perceived that a white person has shot a black person, that's front page news. And the life of that black person is suddenly very important. And in many instances, unfortunately, that person ends up turning out to not have a really great background. That happens. But Kanye's point was, what about the little boys and the little girls and the innocent people that are shot in black neighborhoods and many die every single day? Why isn't somebody talking about that?
Well, he's right. He's eccentric, and people discount his views often because of that eccentricity. But Kanye West has got this one right. And the black community, in quotes, has been decimated because of things like affirmative action and this reliance on the government, which was accentuated by the LBJ era, the Great Society. And black culture has, in many respects, not all, of course, but in many respects has been totally destroyed. I mean, you have a group of people, and Pastor, as you know, when I was born, I had a C on my birth certificate, and it wasn't for Connerly. It was colored. And black people, as I know, those like me, grew up in some conditions that were terrible. I mean, Jim Crow was no picnic at the park, I can tell you. And I was born in 1939. But because of that, black culture was a culture of believing that we can overcome, we shall overcome, was the guiding philosophy. Well, that sense of striving, of overcoming all obstacles, was replaced by the government will take care of us. The government is responsible for our lives. And people didn't assume agency. They relied on the government. And that's what's a major part of our society right now. Black people in far too many inner city communities have lost all sense of responsibility.
Something else that was going on at the time that you were born that is a part of that story, not necessarily, as you said, where you were born, I believe, in Louisiana, and you had the C put on your name and you were living down in the South. But up in the North, and even in parts of the South, there was this Republican Party that was fighting for the black vote, that was fighting for the implementation in full measure of what had been signed into law many, many years before. True freedom, true equality, true liberty, which, by the way, the genesis of that is what was written in our Declaration of Independence at the very founding and formation of this nation. And in spite of the fact that there's all of this talk about founding fathers and owning slaves and what have you, there was also, I mean, Thomas Jefferson was one of Frederick Douglass's abolition heroes that he writes about in his book. And Ward, those pieces of history are what should be being taught in our schools, not a queer theology and a history that suggests that America has had a hatred of a particular group of individuals predicated on the color of their skin.
Amen. You're so right. We are off, the train has gone off the rails.
Yeah.
It's just totally gone off the rails.
Yeah. Yeah. I really believe that. Well, I know you've written several great books. I've been putting a couple of them up on the page. Creating Equal, My Fight Against Race Preferences. You can locate that book. That book is still available. Lessons from My Uncle James, Beyond Skin Color to the Content of Our Character. Both great books by my good friend, Ward Connerly. Ward, God bless you. We're out of time, but thanks for taking this time to be with me today. I pray that we've moved the needle, folks. I pray that we've moved the needle for you. And just recognizing that God created all of us in his image, and Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died for each one of us, not predicated on the color of our skin, but predicated on the value of our lives. Back with more tomorrow. Stay tuned. Sondra Whitten and Texas Fully Loaded is coming up right.